Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay in Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, a place where San Jose took one on the chin tonight. The final score was the Nashville Predators 8 and the San Jose Sharks 2 in front of a sellout crowd of 17,159 fans at Bridgestone Arena. Here's how it happened in the beginning, and as is the case with every single game on this road trip, San Jose came to work, and Magnus Crona in the nets had to make a pretty big save on a pretty big player, Roman Josi, right at the start. Off the faceoff, that's a play for Josi down low, and a terrific stop by Magnus Crona. And you know what? That's the first shot on goal for Nashville in this game, and it's a high-quality one. The Sharks had outshot the Predators 4-0 to that point, but Josi got that one shot on goal that was stopped by Crona. Great save, but at 11:18, the captain of the Predators would have the last laugh. Faceoff dropped, controlled by the Preds. McDonough to Josi, shot, score! At 11:18 of the first period, Nashville draws first blood, and their leader, their captain, their best player, Roman Josi, the beneficiary of something simple in the game of hockey, a faceoff win in the offensive zone. You lose the draw, you set up in front, but Yossi's got that big shot, and he gets it by Crona with a little traffic by Gus Nyquist in front. 1-0 Preds. Big faceoff win, and the Predators were 36-18 on faceoffs all night long. That's 67%, two-thirds of the draws won by Nashville, and that one was a pretty critical one. 18th goal of a season for Josi, McDonough, and Forsberg assisting at 11:18 of the first, 1-0 Nashville. But San Jose would come back and tie the game in their hard-working fashion, and a man who was welcomed back to Nashville for his first visit back on the ice, Mikael Granlund, would end up getting the tying goal. Here come the Sharks. They walk in. They shoot. They score! Right off the faceoff, San Jose setting things up, moving down the wing, and into the offensive zone comes Mikael Granlund. And Granlund, the former Nashville Predator, does a really nifty move to slip it by Saros, and it's 1-1. Nice goal by Granlund, his 10th of the season, from Klim Kostin and Mario Ferraro. Ferraro extending his point scoring streak and assist streak to 3 straight games, second time in his career that he's done that. And so it was tied at 17-18 of the first period. That's how the first period ended, even though the shots were markedly in favor of Nashville, 17-8. Then the high point of the game for the Sharks came 5:46 into the second period. It was Mario Ferraro who was the high point man. Here's Ferraro, shoots, score! Sharks get the faceoff. Mario Ferraro snaps one up top to the stick side on Saros. That was a beautiful shot. And winning a faceoff starts it all. Sharks 2, Predators 1. Reason why they got control was because Thomas Bortolo won the battle on the boards, got him the puck back. Bortolo and Justin Bailey assisted on Ferraro's second goal of the season, first one since December the 10th on the road at Vegas. And that was really a gorgeous shot by Ferraro. And again, the Sharks led the Predators 2-1 in the second period. But from that point on, it was essentially over. The Predators would score 7 unanswered goals. Jason Zucker, his first goal at home since being acquired in his first game at home since the trade deadline, getting his 16th goal of the season, make that 11th goal of the season at 9:37 from Sissons and McDonough. And so it was 2-2 at that point. Then the Predators kept things going in the second period. It would be Michael McCarron, his first of 2 goals in the game. At 15:26, his 10th of the season came from Kiefer Sherwood and Roman Josi, and suddenly it was 3-2 Predators. That would prove to be the game-winning goal, but the Predators weren't finished. as Fabian Zetterlin was kind of caught in the net, falling down, getting knocked down in front in the Predators' end. He got back to his feet and started to back check, but arrived just a hair late, and the Predators' Evangelista coming across into that spot down the center lane, letting a backhand shot rip past Crona for his 15th of the year. 17:50 of the second, the time of that. Josi and Forsberg assisted, and so Roman Josi, in 40 minutes of action, had one goal and two assists. The third period got worse for the Sharks. They were outshot 14-3 by the Predators in the third and final frame. Totals for the game, Predators 40, Sharks 20. At 10:15 of the third period, McCarron would get his second goal of the game and 11th of the year. The assist went to Kiefer Sherwood, and the Predators were up 5-2. Mark Jankowski, who began his career with Calgary, little time in Stockton of the AHL, scored his fourth of the year from Barry and Beauvillier at 14:13. And exactly 30 seconds later at 14:43, Philip Forsberg would get a little tip play from Gus Nyquist, the former Shark. Nyquist and Ryan McDonough assisted on Forsberg's 36th goal of the year. That made the score 7-2. And the Predators weren't finished. Then maybe the piece de resistance, the coup de grace, occurred when it was 8-2 at 16:17. Back behind the goal line, Crona left it for the D, but the Predators forecheck it free. They get it. Here comes the play by Sherwood, and Novak in front going through the crease, and he scores! Under tremendous pressure, Novak stick-handling right through the crease, and he was actually standing in the crease when he dumped the puck in the net. 8-2 Nashville, and what was a disappointing performance is now turning into a blowout embarrassment. Final score, Predators 8, Sharks 2. Novak's 15th from Sherwood and Jankowski. He actually put that puck between his legs as he was being checked by Kalen Addison, but Addison's attempt at physical play there in front was not successful, and that was a pretty nifty goal, maybe the best goal of the night in many respects for the Nashville Predators. But that's the story. And now, some other ugly news. The Sharks fall back to 16-45-7, 39 points at the bottom of the division and conference. Nashville wins their 40th game of the year. Jussi Saros wins his 30th game in net, and they have 84 points, and they are pushing hard for third place in their division and moving ahead in the standings. But the Sharks now, against Central Division teams on the road this year, are 0-8-2. Their winless streak on the road is now at 7 games. They're 0-5, 0-6-1. They've lost all 5 games on this road trip. They are 0-9-1 in their last 10 games against the Nashville Predators in the all-time series. And so this is something that we have witnessed a number of times in this matchup over the last few years. That is our instant replay tonight. Final score, Predators 8, Sharks 2. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.